Strobe light. Tampon. Lottery ticket. Ricky Henderson.
It's Week 9!
Gonna shake it off.
Shake it off.
A lot of our pregame doesn't make it into the show.
Yeah.
And the one that we just had, I wish to, because I did not expect you to say what you just said. And the second you said it, the show started. And now I can't fucking, that's it. No one will ever know what happened. But inside, it's really hard to not just laugh from here forward.
I'll explain when we get to the part of the show that it relates to.
Okay. Happy pending New Year.
Yeah, happy almost New Year. Or you might be listening to this on New Year's Eve. It's possible.
That's right.
Last show of 2021.
Woo-wee. And together, we like to say, if you have a New Year resolutions idea, if anything, it should be, just don't.
Just don't.
Just don't do it.
Quit it. Stop it.
What, you want to let yourself down?
Just don't.
Let others down?
Just don't.
Let everyone in on how bad of a person you are at holding yourself accountable?
Just don't.
Just don't. I don't care what it is. You can be trying to better yourself. You're like, listen, I just want to be a better person.
Just don't.
Just don't. We all know you're not going to be.
Not when you're doing it because it's a New Year's resolution.
How old are you? Fucking 3? Yeah. Because after that, you don't have a chance. This is who you are, bro.
You can pick any day, though. That's the thing about, I feel like New Year's resolutions, it feels like forced. It's like Valentine's Day for love.
Oh.
That's what New Year's is for, like, resolutions, where it's like, okay, I have to pick something. So I'm going to put, or like Valentine's, I have to show this sign of affection that isn't really reflective of who I am as a person. I feel pressured.
I get what you're saying about Valentine's Day, but it is always a little sad when you don't get laid.
On Valentine's Day?
Especially if you're in a relationship. If you're part of the Single Awareness Day, fine.
Fine.
Like, just jerk it, move on.
Right.
But, or diddle it or punch it, like, whatever you're into.
Yeah.
Soak it. Spray it, twist it.
Sure.
You know, bop it. Whatever you want to do. Yeah. Great Valentine's Day for you. But if you're in a relationship and you don't get it, it is a little sad.
Stings a little more because of the pressure.
Corporate America fucking giving me depression.
Making you sad.
Making me sad because my ween didn't.
And I think a New Year's stuff, but I try not to truly make it a New Year. It's like okay, I'm thinking of something, and then it is that weird thing of like, oh, this is time of year. I'm supposed to make this resolution. It's like, no, it shouldn't happen because of a calendar date. It should just happen because you want to make a life change.
I like that.
On your own, from inside of you. But if you're doing it because like, well, January 1st, shit's going to change. Nah, probably not.
That's a character flaw. That's what that is right there. And no one ever goes into bad things. Like, it's like, hey, on the 1st, I'm going to start smoking. Which would be weird, but I guess that is also a New Year's resolution. So, if you do successfully start smoking, you win.
January 1st, I'm going to try and set some more fires.
Right.
January 1st.
Steal some more cars.
Steal some more cars.
Make some more money off of bumpers and car stereos.
This is the year I burned down my neighbor's house.
You get it. We're doing Who the What Fuck on today's show. And just like last week, we're skipping everything else on the front end because fuck it!
Ooh.
You ready?
Yeah.
All right, Zach.
The very
Give me a minute.
Super most important starting question.
I want to take what Zach said and put it literally. What if I gave him a minute?
Dude, come on.
Like a fucking...
Just sit there and chill.
A literal minute between segments. Like, okay, we're ready for the super, the very super most important starting question. And then we have 60 seconds.
And he checks his news feed. Gets back to a few texts.
Scratches his balls. Gets up, gives Logan a hug.
Gets himself a glass of water.
Gets some cashews out of the drawer.
Then comes back and pushes the button.
Pushes the button for every single one. Give me a minute. How about fucking no way? Zach, you don't get a minute?
I'm sorry.
That's not fair.
30 seconds.
I love you. Happy New Year, bro.
Thanks.
So would you rather... Okay. Toast your own hand in a toaster.
Ouch. Ouch.
Okay. Or suck on a used tampon for 12 hours straight.
Whoa, yow! Put my own hand in a toaster. Doesn't say how long I have to put it in there.
You have to toast it.
You have to toast it? Just like it's a slice of bread.
I think it has to get to a point where there's smoke of your skin coming out.
You have to stay until the toaster kicks the piece of bread back up like it does.
Punches your fingers?
You put your finger in there. You push down the little toaster thing. And I guess we're assuming this is like medium or darker toast.
I think it's got to be straight up.
Okay, straight up. So medium
toast. Like a good toast.
Like a solid toast.
Like a four on the dial.
And you have to hold it down in there until the toaster decides to eject your hand. Like your hand's toasted. Ding.
Ding.
Hands ready.
Out.
Mm-hmm.
Could you, first of all, wanting to do that and actually being
someone
able
else,
to do it.
Someone else has to hold your hand in there.
Like duct tape?
No, just a strong person. You have a couple people. Somebody's holding you. somebody's holding your arm, somebody's mm-hmm. holding your hand in there. It's a torture.
John Cena.
Three Russian mafia people, or John Cena.
Sure. It's the same thing.
Same thing. John Cena leading a crew of three Russian mafia people.
Right.
Holds your fucking hand in the toaster.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my heck.
And
if you fail, let's say it gets too hot.
Yeah.
And you can't get out.
Mm-hmm.
You have to move on to the next thing. So now it's your other hand. But if you up again, it's your feet, it's your ween, it's your ear.
Yep. I think if you fuck up again, it's your balls. Right. Your balls get stuffed in the toaster.
Can you? Oh, my
dark,
God.
Dark toast setting as a punishment for not holding the bargain.
Almost made me throw up. And for a reason that you wouldn't like expect. Because it was the smell of pubes burning.
Ooh, yeah.
I don't know why that was worse than just normal hair or my mm-hmm. actual balls getting burnt.
And smushed down in there. Someone's smushing your balls into the side of the toast. Right,
they're
squeezed up against the sides.
What are we doing?
And it's dark toast.
Oh my gosh, man.
That's what you get for being naughty, not keeping your hand in there.
Right, but like, mm-hmm. so it has to have at least a little smoke coming out.
Right,
you're grilling your fingers.
It's gonna hurt real, real bad.
Or suck on a used tampon for 12 hours straight.
Is it a mystery tampon or is it somebody you know?
That's what we have to talk about.
Mm.
I would gladly suck on my wife's tampon for 12 hours straight.
God, you went so fast for that. It felt like I would just gladly suck on my wife's tampon, just period, outside of a would you rather.
I already am right now.
You
think that I have gum in my mouth? Like when I...
Oh my God. You chop up little pieces of your wife's tampon and then chew those the other day for gum?
Once every month, thank you for the offering. And I make a little compartment, a little Tupperware container of chopped up used tampons to chew on. I mean...
It's love. That's love.
It could be worse.
That's love.
It could be worse. It could be chopping up like poop or babies or something.
Okay.
Whoa. Wow.
So it's 12 hours, right? On the tampon thing.
Oh, what an irony flavor.
Yeah.
You have your red wings? Do you have your red wings?
Mm-hmm, I do, actually.
Me too. I think we should bring other people in. Zach, you have your red wings?
By what?
Red wings.
Red wings.
Eating out a specific other when they're on the period?
Oh, no.
Oh. Logan?
Lovely.
Yeah, interesting. I've heard of that.
Cool.
Heard of it?
No, we're not asking if you've heard of it.
Let's know if you're, you know, good at it.
Have my red wings?
Have you done it?
Yes.
Cool.
Okay. All right.
I gotta go. See you guys.
Last week we were 4 for 4 on weird shit. And now we're 3 for 4.
This week we have 3 men in the office.
Hey!
And we have one who's never fallen in love. We have one that gave up and is stuck in whatever the fuck he's in.
This week we have 3 men in the office and we have Tom Hanks from Big. He just got done playing the piano at the store.
3 men and a little lady. No, come on, be kind.
Okay. Oh, nice. Shit. Oh, God. Okay. I feel like, this just might be my experience. I feel like women in some ways are more weirded out by period blood than men are.
Mm.
Like there's a lot, they're like, ugh, like, ugh.
What is this nastiest coming out of my body? I was like, yeah, whatever, just right. blood.
I think when it comes down to like eating it, I don't know what the percentage split on is having sex while you're on your period versus not having sex.
Right.
Like, do you deserve a red dipstick?
Right.
Are you okay or do you accept a red dipstick?
Yeah, I don't care.
I didn't say, I said deserve. I didn't mean that.
Yeah.
Because that's weird. Listen, baby, you deserve my period blood on your penis.
This is my age showing. As I just get older, it's more about like, where is this going to happen? Because I don't want to fuck our sheets up.
Yeah. You kidding me?
Yeah, and then you gotta wash them.
What a pain in the ass.
A pain in the ass. And then if they're the wrong color, now they're stained, and now I gotta get a whole new set.
Mm. Is it worth it?
Is it worth it?
Good night.
Good night.
Is it worth it? No.
I have a nice book over here.
You read your book, fucking jerk off. You read your book, I'll think about fucking you, and then I'll fall asleep eventually. Well, you never thought about fucking me at all.
Hey. But how long was it again? Was it 12 hours?
12 hours.
Okay, now, we're deciding that we do get to pick. No.
If we do decide we get to pick.
Then I'm going
to
pick Tampa.
I would do it.
Yeah, I would do it too.
I would do it. I fucking, goddamn.
You know what? Okay,
I just fuck up. Hold on. Oh, this is fucked up. I'm going to apologize to our wives in advance. We get to pick. I pick Lindsay. Just like this weird,
just this weird thing.
Fucking
like,
what?
You pick my wife? Well, fucking what?
I'm sorry. Excuses?
And then I like you do it as a joke, and then I jump really quick. Oh, cool! Not being Aaron.
I was waiting.
Oh my God! I didn't want to do that like up front. I don't want to make things uncomfortable.
God.
Yeah. Oh fuck yeah! Let's do it.
This tension was nuts, wasn't it? Yeah, fucking go get one. Get one right now.
I'll do it right now. Just for come on for a joke.
Yum yum yum. What's the texture?
I keep taking it further. I'll just chew it while I'm jerking off the bathroom. I mean, whatever.
Right. No problem.
Wait, what?
Well, there's blood dripping down my chest like I'm a vampire. I've always wanted to be a vampire. What? God damn, man.
Whoa.
And if you don't get to choose, that changes everything.
I know, that's where I'm torn. I think if you don't get to choose.
Oh my God, the options.
I think I burned my hand. Holy shit. I think I burned my hand.
Stick your hand in a toaster.
Just because I think it would be 12 hours is a long time to chew on it.
It's also not safe.
And my hand, it's not safe. And my hand, a toaster's going to burn your hand. It's going to suck. I'm going to burn my left hand. Okay. And it's going to really suck. But
why
it's
are
not,
you burning your left hand?
Because I want to write with my, I need to, my right hand's more important.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Just right?
Just right.
That's
just,
it?
It's just right.
That's all you're doing with your right hand is writing?
Well, I've been jerking off too.
Okay.
But I'm pretty ambidextrous when it comes to that. So I can go left or right.
So at that point, it's not even a stranger anymore.
It's right.
They're familiar with each other.
Yeah, I'm fairly ambidextrous. And so, but my left hand would be less of a pain. Acquaintances. This is an acquaintance. We've been dating for a while. It's going to burn it, but it's not going to permanently disfigure me or anything. It's not going to handicap me.
Fuck.
It's going to suck. I feel like 2 weeks, my hand's back.
Yeah.
Back to normal.
Okay.
Maybe some scarring, but
yeah.
Whatever.
I think I'm with you. If I get the pick, I'm chewing on my wife's tampon.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't get to pick, I'm grilling the fingers.
Okay, we're the same.
Jesus. Both of those suck.
Yeah, true. But we figured it out. I think we came to the right conclusions.
And how much blood can be in there?
I know. By the
eventually,
last 6 hours, you're just chewing on a nasty-ass cotton.
But the last 6 hours, you're waiting for more flavor.
Right.
Like you're like, you oh
wish,
my God.
You wish it had more blood.
Oh, yeah, I wish there was more blood in here. What a light flow.
The last 6 hours, you're offering it to strangers for them to help with their flow, to put it back in your mouth.
Oh, my God.
How's your flow?
Oh, Jesus.
This tampon's fucking, there's nothing, there's no flavor left. How's your flow? There's no flavor left in my chew tampon. Just strangers, just at the grocery store. Excuse me, ma'am. How's your flow? I'm not trying to perv. There's just no flavor left in my chew tampon.
Oh, fuck.
There's a lot of things that I've heard in my life,
yeah.
And there's a lot of things that would never cross my line. I have never thought about walking up to a woman,
yeah,
pulling a chewed tampon out of my mouth and then shoving it inside her vagina.
Without even asking her?
That's what you, yeah, well, you
no,
said,
I'm
like,
asking.
What's your flow like?
Yeah, I would just ask, though.
Oh, I thought you were reusing. So you chewed on yours.
I'm hoping to.
To the flavor you used.
But like, I'm getting her permission.
It has to be the same.
I'm not just jamming it.
It has to be the same tampon.
It is. I take it out and I say, excuse me, ma'am, how's your flow? I'm getting low on flavor with my chew tampon.
Okay.
And then if she.
So we're on the same boat.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then if she joins in, then I'm like, you mind just throwing it up there for, okay, I don't know, 10, 15 minutes?
So you have pleasantries. I was just trying to complete the mission.
Right.
Fine. That's fine. Same thing. I mean, the end result is both survive.
Not the same thing for the lady.
You're jamming.
No, I did not mean to push that. Hey.
You got a little tampon rapey on that one.
More jamming.
Classic.
You can't. You gotta be like a gentleman with this. You can't just be slipping a chewed up tampon in a stranger's hoo ha.
Oh, there's a conversation I didn't think we were gonna have today.
We've got to win an award for this podcast in particular. Come on.
Oh,
this,
man.
This has got to be the one of the best, a Grammy or something.
Rate and review wherever you listen to your podcast. We sure as fuck need
this
it.
There's a bunch of ratings. Less tampon talk, please.
I showed up. Everything else was great.
Everything else was great.
Episode 74.
Man, I could do without the tampon talk.
Thinking about chewing on a tampon and running out of flavor and then putting in another random stranger's vagina and then bringing it back out and chewing out again. Someone out there just came. And we know that.
We talked about it just long enough for them to finish.
And, you know, fuck yeah, dude. All right, let's talk about how dumb we are. Zach! That was way faster than a minute.
Yeah.
I knew you could do it.
I was trying harder this time.
I know. This isn't Is We Dumb? And this story is in my court this week.
Mm-hmm.
And it happened just a couple days ago, and it hurts still. And okay. I don't know why I did it. I'll try to paint the picture the best I can. And I don't really have a rationalization of why I did it this way. And I'm hoping that there's others out there that have maybe played this same game or something similar that can make me feel less stupid.
Okay.
So our back deck area just became a shit show over the last couple months.
Okay.
There's things we didn't want in the house, and we just, instead of taking them and bringing them to the dump,
yeah,
or bringing them to the side yard area,
yeah,
and then get rid of them in the spring,
yeah,
doing some cleaning and all that kind of stuff. Bringing out the Christmas decorations, getting the fall stuff out, that in between winter and fall stage, we can still ride your bike.
Right.
Blah, blah, blah. So we had all this shit,
yeah,
like bikes and a barbecue and plants and like a bike or like a stationary bike,
yeah,
and some decorations, like all shoved into our back deck area. So last night I decided, fuck that. I'm going to clean it up.
Uh-huh.
So I started doing some cleaning up and, We have a side garage area that when you go into the side garage, you do the little padlock, and then you walk in, and at the back end, there's a light. And it hangs from the ceiling. You can't flick it on while you get in. You have to go back and pull the little string.
Yeah.
Like a fucking peasant. I'm sure a lot of people have those, but it's a fucking joke.
Yeah,
come on.
Yeah. No, I have one. We have some, like, one in a closet downstairs.
I bet you Jeff Bezos has one.
Right.
Yeah. Like, you could be the richest person in the world. There's still going to be one where you're like...
In your attic, you have to get a fucking string.
Mm-hmm. So on the way in, because there's a bunch of shit. We have a snowblower, a lawnmower, snowboard, skis, old boxes of clothing, skateboards, snow boots.
Yeah, so much stuff.
Fuck, all the shit is in the side one. And there's a tiny path about a foot wide to get through it all to get to the back. So on the way in, I got my phone out. I turned my phone flashlight on.
Yeah.
And I walked to the back and guided myself through and then pulled the light.
Right.
And now I'm safe.
Yeah.
Now I get to grab the shit that's on the back deck, bring it into the side, and store it up for the winter.
Mm-hmm.
So I did all of that, and I'm standing back by the light. Now, I remember having this conscious thought where I was standing there, and I was looking out the doorway at the back of my side garage, and I was mapping out my route.
Oh, right.
I was like, okay, I'm looking at him. Okay, I'm going to turn this light off, and I'm going to step left 2 steps, and then about 6 inches over here, and then I'm going to dodge the snowblower, and I keep moving forward, and take a big step right there. You're going to go over the tarp, and then you'll be out at the door.
Right, right.
And I remember thinking before I pulled the light, I was like, get your phone out of your pocket and just turn the flashlight on. And a part of me was like, that's not fun. Like, you're better than that. Are you a man? Do you still have the skills to navigate in the dark like a Navy SEAL?
Yeah.
Bitch.
Yeah.
So I didn't get my phone out, and I went, and I started Mission Impossible. Like, I could hear the music. I could hear, as I'm doing like a little snake through, like, like dodging shit and arching my back and getting all the way through. And I saw the opening, and I was almost there, and I kicked my shin so fucking hard into the side of some skis. I thought that was it. I thought I was going to have to just call my family and be like, leave me. Leave me here. Lock it up.
You bleed to death.
This is fine. Put a tombstone, a headstone on the outside of the side of the garage. This is it. Mm-hmm. And it just slashed and cut open my shin. And I just laid there, and I thought about how fucking stupid I was. And I don't know if that's a normal thing, because I've done it in my basement too.
Yeah.
Where I will look at the layout of what's happening.
Sure.
Like, cool, kids' toys, Legos, and there's a TV that shouldn't be there, and then some drumsticks.
And it's a little feat of skills.
Yeah, and I just go, cool, and I turn it off, and most of the time I make
challenge.
It. Yeah, a challenge. It's a weird inside challenge, and I think that's where depression comes from.
I thought when we talked about this before, you were asking me before the show if I had done this, I was like, no, I don't think so.
You looked at
and
me
I'll explain
like,
why.
You looked at me, you're like, that's fucking...
But I do it, but actually, I will do it in one case, and it's when we're, you know, Lindsay travels with me a lot, we're on the road together, and she'll often go to bed before, you know, I do, or, you know, get into bed before, and I don't want to turn on the light to wake her up, so I will try to navigate from memory and get around to my side of the bed, and so many times, I have caught my fucking toes, because it's a corner I'm unfamiliar with.
You're right!
You know, and it is that thing of like, why didn't I just, like, turn on the little light?
Right, just push the thing!
But normally, so I think it is pretty common.
Okay.
Normally,
I hope it is, because I feel fucking stupid.
I'm not a good sample audience for this, though, because I have terrible night vision. I remember my grandma talking about it when I was a kid, like when she was young, too, like young grandma, being like, what is she talking about? Can't see at night.
Sure.
Stepdad talking about can't see at night. Mom, you know, not seeing that. I'm like, what are they talking about?
Grow up.
Grow up. Come on. Stop with your weird excuses about, oh, I can't see real well at night.
Oh, my God. That's why you left me alone for 3 days.
Yeah. And then I'm like,
can't see good at night.
And then I'm like, damn it. Now I have the same thing. In the last 5 years, my night vision just keeps getting worse and worse and worse.
Oh, that's not
like
fun.
Like, I have my computer, whatever computer I'm working on, I have the brightness of the screen almost always cranked to either max or just a tick below max. So it's like bright enough for me.
Sure.
When I get off a comedy club stage.
That. The tick below, like,
yep,
that's going to make
one little thing.
A difference.
Yep. Because I like to save the maximum of my mind for like when I need it more in a year.
Right.
When I get,
I knew that was why you did it.
When I get,
listen, things are gonna get worse. You gotta be prepared.
Yep, gotta be prepared. I gotta get used to this amount. And so many times I've had other comics I'm working with. When I get off stage, I'll have like these weird pauses and walk slowly back to the room. And I remember Mara Santor being like, "What are you doing?" And I'm like, "I can't fucking see anything. Like I am blind."
That's how you did coke in the alley.
That's how I did coke. I didn't know what was happening. I didn't even know where I was.
Leave me.
But I did a thing recently that I've seen people do that is annoying, and I try not to do it very long because I know it's annoying. But I was in a restaurant, Bluebird, here in Coeur d'Alene, with
great
Lindsay,
restaurant,
great restaurant here with Lindsay, Kyler Monroe, And I did the thing where I took my phone flashlight out to read my menu with.
Oh,
and Kyler
boy.
Was embarrassed. He's like, what are you doing? I'm like, I cannot see. And I kept making comments. I'm like, God, it's nice here. They're like, nice, right? And I'm like, a little bit dark. It is nice, but man, it's a lot of restaurants are dark these days. Like, holy like shit. I become that guy, or I'm like,
wait, some old man shit.
Why is this? What's with this new trend of dark restaurants? And they're like, they're not.
These are black lights in here. What the fuck's going on?
You just can't see shit anymore. Oh, okay. So I'm quick to turn on the light normally because I'm so used to it.
Yeah.
Because I need light help quite often.
Sure. Fucking that flash.
Yeah.
Because everyone knows when you're in a dark room and mm-hmm. somebody takes a picture.
It's annoying.
That's you looking at the menu.
It's annoying. I try, to be fair to other people, I try to read fast.
For all you know, a guy at the table next to you
yeah.
was just finally confessing to his crush. Right. They've been friends.
Mm-hmm.
They've been friends for years.
Yeah.
5 or 6 years. They work in real estate together.
Uh-huh.
They've been flirting a little bit, but they both have their own separate like relationships.
Yeah.
And they're sitting down there and they're enjoying a great meal. And they're supposed to be talking about this house that they're going to work together on.
Right.
He's finally. Let's go with, I mean, what's his name?
Stan. Tom.
Okay, oh, Tom. Stan. Let's go with Stan.
Okay, Stan.
So Stan's sitting there mm-hmm. and finally he's going to confess his love to Vanessa.
Right.
And say, I love you.
Huh?
I hope that we can make this work.
Mm-hmm.
I'm willing to do anything because I just feel the sparks between us and I have to see where this goes.
Right.
Right before he says that, you turn on your fucking flashlight phone.
Right. Right before that, I have to figure out if it's chicken or eggplant parmesan.
Am I getting halibut or fucking
right.
Brussels sprouts?
Is it
Which bottle of wine am I about to fucking drink to myself?
Is the side mashed potatoes or French fries?
And he's fucking flash it and she mm-hmm. fucking, who knows? Maybe she could fucking. Like,
who fucking does
she
that?
She has epilepsy.
Ooh.
And so you just, you can't find your, you double tap and triple tap your mm-hmm. flashlight on yeah. your phone. It starts
yeah.
blinking.
Yeah,
like
I like that I have a strobe light now.
EDM concert. She yeah. goes into a fucking seizure.
Right before this big moment, like a normal person, I turn on the strobe light feature of my phone.
Right.
Because I like to read with intermittent lights.
I like to read, but not that, like, just like your brightness thing. You're saving the full.
I'm saving full all the time light for later. So I go with my strobe light feature.
Right.
And exactly. that sends her into an epileptic seizure.
And now look at you. And now they're fucking done.
Right.
That's it. And nothing's going to work out for Stan and Vanessa.
Yeah.
All because I hope the fish was good.
Yeah.
Great steak?
Great steak. I did have a good meal that. Yeah. I had the halibut.
Of course you did. I fucking love the halibut there. Jesus Christ. If you're ever in Coeur d'Alene, and you get to go to Bluebird. The halibut is the best fish this region
mm-hmm.
that I've had.
Excellent.
And please endorse us. What if Bluebird bought a little spot, a little advertising?
Okay.
That'd be something.
Sure.
Think about it.
Think about it. Think about it, Bluebird.
So anyway, don't do that in the restaurant yeah. unless you're blind. And then don't try to Mission Impossible your way out of a garage when you can take your phone out of your fucking pocket and light your way.
Exactly.
Because I'm bleeding through my pants right now. All right, moving on. Let's do it. When this headline came through,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if I've been more excited in my entire life.
Couldn't wait to share it?
I couldn't wait to share it because of how funny it is just on its own.
Okay.
Dozens stuck in British pub with Oasis cover band for 3 days after storm.
I love that they wrote Oasis cover band, not just a band, not just a cover band.
They knew.
Oasis cover band.
They knew how
dozens
funny.
Dozens stuck in British pub for 3 days after storm. I didn't realize there was any place in the UK where it snowed that hard, which is kind of ridiculous because I know they have plenty of mountains.
Sure. It's like a little destination pub.
Oh, my God. Yeah, where is this pub? It looks like it's in the middle of nowhere.
Yeah, so dozens of customers who stopped for a drink at Britain's highest altitude pub got a longer stay than they bargained for after the building was cut off by a blizzard. Mm. 61 people woke up Monday, after their third night at the Tan Hill Inn in the Yorkshire Dales.
Yorkshire. I got my ass reamed for Shire.
Yorkshire.
Not Hobbits.
Okay. Yorkshire Dales. No. I don't... fucking fight me!
Okay.
Yorkshire Dales, 270 miles north of London. They have been unable to leave since Friday when a late autumn storm brought snow and heavy winds and felled the powered lines and blocked roads.
Damn.
So... this is so funny to me. The rest of it doesn't fucking matter. They had a great time. They was fine. The band was great. They had a quiz night. They entertained the people, and they didn't just play Oasis cover songs the entire time they were there.
I wish they would have.
I know. Me too.
I love, if you bring that up for a second, I was like, I know there's plenty of mountains. It is funny, the geography there is so different than here.
Mm-hmm.
The pub sits 1,732 feet. Like, that's a big... We're
Are
fucking
you kidding
high,
me?
We're fucking higher than that now, I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, we are.
We're like over 2,000 in Coeur d'Alene.
Yeah.
That's nothing here.
Yeah, and then, funny you say that, because then I grew up in a place where people talk about how high Coeur d'Alene is. In fucking Ketchum, Idaho, is like over 6,000 feet high.
Whoa.
And that's where I grew up.
And
so it's just funny that there's all these. And then someone heard that right now and they live on top of Everest. Like they're sitting up there and they're like, you fucking idiots. You think that shit's high?
But Aspen, Colorado, popular ski resort with plenty of pubs. Plenty of, their elevation is, oh my God, almost 8,000 feet. It said, well, it just says, yeah, 7,908 feet in one point. But if you're up on the hill a little bit, one of those restaurants, yeah. 8,000 feet. And they're like, the highest altitude in the world. All of the UK at 42 feet above sea level right. on top of their largest mountain. I mean, I know they have mountains, right. but that's not a very high pub.
No, it's not.
Okay. I was just expecting something so much more dramatic when it said highest right. altitude pub.
I mean, yeah.
What, 5,000 feet? 6,000? 1,700.
It's all retrospect. Like the top of Baldy, you know, in Sun Valley where I grew up,
yeah.
I think it's 10 to 12,000 feet. Yeah. But the skiing terrain up and down is no higher than a lot of other ski resorts.
Right.
Like there's a lot of snow because we're higher up.
Yeah.
And we don't have to travel up a fucking mountain to get to our chairlifts. Like around here, we have to like take a 15-mile journey up a mountain just right. to get to snow level.
Okay.
So that's the bonus of living way up in the mountains.
Yeah.
But the overall elevation compared to like the top of Schweitzer here in our region,
yeah,
they're like the top of the mountain is the base of Ketchum.
Yeah, it's all relative.
Yeah, it's all relative. So yeah, this might exactly. be the biggest thing exactly. we've ever yeah, seen in their yeah, fucking so, life. Right. But all this, I mean, it doesn't matter. It's just a really funny headline.
Yes.
It got me thinking about being trapped in a place and who I would want to be trapped
yeah.
with.
Yeah.
And then yes. who I would hate to be trapped with.
Okay. And this you know is what we were laughing about before the show. Yes, I'll get to that in a second. So who's yours?
Want to be?
Want to be.
Motley Crue.
Really?
Just a...
a group, I get... Okay, so you snuck in a few more people, but I get it. A group.
Sure. I mean, they're a cover band. Let's say that Motley Crue was the fucker. So they're the band that's there.
You could hear so many good stories.
You could hear so many.
So many good stories.
Fucking insane. Probably
that's a great choice.
Probably make some new ones.
Yeah.
So I'm trapped there. I just want to hear about it. There's a storyteller hour never stops.
Right.
I just want these dudes to tell me what's been going on.
Nope, that's a good one.
And lay it down. So that's who I would want to be trapped with.
Okay.
And something like that. I mean,
right.
Motley Crue. I mean, Guns N' Roses and me.
Yeah.
Not so much.
Okay. But yeah.
So that's something like that.
What about who least want to be?
See that? I don't know.
Oh, you don't know.
I don't, not off the top of my head, just pertaining to the show, started talking about Gilbert Gottfried. And I would hate that. If he was telling me to, but then it went down a little bit further and it was the Aflac duck.
Interesting.
Like just that duck.
His character.
Where everyone's trying to keep it together. They're a little worried. Maybe they didn't have a babysitter for their family for an extra 3 days.
Yeah.
And you have this duck going, Aflac!
Yeah, that'd be annoying.
That's it.
Yeah.
Bah! Yeah. So, fuck, dude. Like anything else but this goddamn duck. Goose. It's a goose. Isn't it? Isn't it a duck or a goose? Zach.
It looks like a goose.
Okay, goose it is. Aflac goose.
I would be, my least favorite would be this guy, will not name, who got very angry.
It's Zach.
No,
that makes sense.
Who kind of stalked me for a little while.
Kind of?
Did stalk me.
Still me.
To the point
it's still Zach.
That we talked to lawyers and stuff. A crazy guy who went crazy.
He dabbled in stalking.
He dabbled in stalking.
To the point that we're all a little scared.
But like an angry, bitter person worked with many years ago who wanted to keep working together. I didn't want to and kind of lost his shit.
Right.
And the person that you're pretty convinced has created three dummy accounts that every new Bad Magic video that comes out, these same three accounts immediately dislike it. Just immediately. Like they have nothing better to do.
I'm more than speculating.
Yeah.
If I follow it and I use some plugins that we got, I think I know who it is.
Yeah. Which is this person, it's just the... one of my least favorite personalities, and on top of that, they hate my guts. But it's that personality of everything is everyone else's fault, and the world has screwed them over. Mm. And just to have to listen to somebody for 3 days, complain about, and I'm not good at about not calling people on their shit in that situation. So it'd be this never ending argument.
The tolerance.
Yep. But me be like, nope, that's not true. Mm. Nope. And they'd be like going crazy.
I mean, you're the problem. This is exactly why.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean that 3 days in that hypothetical scenario, it would end one of us isn't making it.
Someone's dead.
There's no way I could talk them out of just de-escalating enough to keep it from escalating into violence.
Someone's dead and the rest are fed. Am I right? Come on.
Exactly. Someone's dead and the rest are fed. So that would be just this person, just imagining their face and in a room with them for 3 days. I wouldn't be able to sleep. Uh-huh. I wouldn't trust them to not be to like They're the person who wants, out of anybody I've ever met, I'm pretty sure no one wants to kill me more than this person. I've angered other people. This mm-hmm. person wants to murder me the most. Yeah. So I can't sleep for 3 days. So I got to have a lot of blow, and I got to pace it out for 3 days.
The 90 Molly Crew.
And then, the 90 Molly Crew. I'm going to be paranoid by the third day. I'm going to be all fucking strung out on coke. I haven't had enough sleep. So it's going to get so weird.
You'll be playing fucking Oasis cover songs.
I'll be playing Oasis Staying cover awake. Songs. Yep. I'm trying to stay awake.
There's a dark side of me that wants to meet this guy. Because I know who you're talking about.
Sure.
Because so I can, vibe with them, and then we can plan how we're going to kill you.
Okay. I get it.
I mean, I'll watch.
Right.
I'm not going to help that much.
You're not going to help. But I mean, you keep living in this scenario, so it's like, you get a great story out of it.
Yeah, but it's not the same. Me sharing this story on Is We Done by myself isn't funny anymore. Like talking about how you died.
But you get, listen, you get a new co-host.
And you guys are going to love this.
You get a new co-host, and then you get to, for the transition period, when some people are sad about me not being on the show, but you get so much mileage out of the story. You hope this person we're talking about, that's the new co-host. Oh,
Jesus Christ.
And it's a real hard turn.
Awesome. He better be awesome.
Oh, he's not.
Of course he's not.
Think of the merch opportunities.
Yeah. Oh, that's right.
It's interesting, though. It is interesting. I'll give you that.
I mean, there's worse ways to go out.
True. Like, true.
Oh, I fell off a bike. Or
no.
I was hiking and I tripped.
It's a powerful story. So that's my worst.
Okay.
My best, and this is so random, and he popped. This is what made you laugh right before the show, because it just came out of nowhere. Rickey Henderson. Former Oakland Athletics outfielder, Yankees, played for a lot of teams. What I love about Rickey Henderson, and he retired over 10 years ago.
God, he has to be.
All-time stolen base leader. Single season stolen base leader. All-time runs leader. All-time walks leader. Right? Great, great player.
Oh, shit.
And Rickey Henderson played for about 75 years.
Right.
And made, he was, I think he was in his 90s when he retired. No, but I think he legitimately was almost 50.
Yeah.
By the time he fucking hung up his cleats. And nobody has ever loved anyone on earth as much as Rickey Henderson loves Rickey Henderson.
Sure, right.
And he talks about himself.
Well, Deion Sanders loves Deion Sanders.
Deion Sanders, that's a close second. Okay. Yeah, Primetime loves Primetime.
Just as much.
Almost as much as Rickey Henderson loves Rickey Henderson.
Okay, fair enough.
And Rickey Henderson loved to talk about himself in the third person. And like in interviews and stuff, he would refer to himself as if he's a fucking separate entity. Just about like, you know, Rickey Henderson is very grateful. But he would like just talk himself up. You know, like this, Rickey Henderson just feels like this is a very important record. But Rickey Henderson is mostly about the team. But Rickey Henderson is, I mean, easily one of the greatest players, Rickey Henderson. And just the stories he would have for 3 days.
Rickey Henderson is easily one of the greatest players of Rickey Henderson's career.
Nobody will ever out Rickey Henderson. Rickey Henderson,
right? Rickey Henderson will never outwork Rickey Henderson.
I feel like he could almost disassociate. He could take it so far if you're around him. He's like, listen, the other day I called up my best friend Rickey Henderson.
Right?
You know, he'd be like, wait a minute, you're Rickey Henderson.
Am I?
Rickey Henderson is too much consciousness for one body. That's why Rickey Henderson. But he does have great stories from his time around the clubhouse. It'd be an interesting hang.
Sure.
Yeah. Rickey Henderson's gonna have no shortage of stories.
Dude, I fucking can't. God damn, I haven't thought about Rickey Henderson in so long. I had a bunch of his cards.
Did you? I had a bunch of his cards too. I still do. Do you know that Rickey Henderson never lifted weights? All push-ups and just like plyometrics. Rickey Henderson is a big believer in sit-ups and push-ups.
I bet.
Mm-hmm.
And stealing stuff. Like bases.
Rickey Henderson was in better shape at 48 years old than 99% of the world will ever reach at any point in their lives.
This is Rickey Henderson had nothing else to do besides be awesome at what he was doing.
Yeah, be awesome. Rickey Henderson is somewhere out. Whatever Rickey Henderson is doing right now,
what's
out
he
the world,
doing?
Winning.
I just want to see Rickey Henderson and Bo Jackson in the same spot.
Mm.
Just like right now, I don't know what the fuck either
just
one
in that
of them are
same
doing.
Same era.
Just chill, hanging out in whatever little house thing they have.
Right.
Maybe playing catch off their porches.
I'm going to say there's a 99% chance that somewhere out in the world right now, Rickey Henderson is talking about Rickey Henderson.
Oh, dude, I bet.
Rickey Henderson is sharing Rickey Henderson stories right now.
Hosting parties?
With somebody who doesn't want to hear any more of them.
Rickey Henderson is sharing stories with Rickey Henderson.
Rickey Henderson is working with
in
a laboratory.
Rickey Henderson's mirror.
On a VR fucking simulation game where you get to talk to Rickey Henderson.
Right.
And Rickey Henderson is the developer for this game.
Right, of course.
And so it's just Rickey Henderson with a fucking Oculus set.
Written, directed, produced by Rickey Henderson.
By Rickey Henderson. I just love every once in a while, Rickey Henderson takes off his Oculus set. He's like, this is the greatest fucking game anyone's ever made.
This is the best guy I've ever met.
They're like, all right, man, let's break for lunch. No, I got to talk to Rickey Henderson some more.
What an inspiration this guy is. Right. It's you. I know.
I picture all the lab techs, all the people that are working on it. They're shutting down the fucking studio. Ricky Henderson is still like, he's having the greatest time.
He's plugged into a generator with his Oculus headset.
They have a gallon of water. They have snacks and they have like a fucking urinal right next to him. So Ricky Henderson never has to leave that space and take a break from talking to Ricky Henderson. He's fucking laughing. He's having every once in a while. It gets poignant. He's fucking tired. He's like, you wouldn't believe the advice Ricky Henderson just gave me. Ricky Henderson, can you play some dramatic music?
Of course I can. You kidding me?
Ricky Henderson just told me that when you're in your darkest moments, you got to reach down. You got to remember that you're still Ricky Henderson. And no one's going to out Ricky Henderson. Ricky Henderson, man, not even one. I just wish that Ricky Henderson, I wish I could have raised myself. I wish that Ricky Henderson could have raised young Ricky Henderson to be a better Ricky Henderson. Like, that would be his emotional moment.
This is the last thought about Ricky Henderson. And then we can get the fuck out of here. For whatever reason, I thought this was so funny in his VR headset.
Yeah.
Where Ricky Henderson has a headset on. And he's talking to Ricky Henderson. But Ricky Henderson in the VR set is always about to steal a base. Right? So he's talking to you. He's giving like some life advice and shit. And he just fucking runs out of the fucking screen as fast as he can. And you have to chase him.
Yeah.
If you want to hear the next best life advice, you better meet him at second base. Because homie's gone.
I was picturing that's the game, is you get to be the first base coach.
Right.
On the 1987 Oakland A's.
Exactly.
You know? And you're the face base coach. Ricky Henderson has just made it to first. Of course he has.
Of course
he has. Because he has a fucking amazing on-base percentage. And then he's going to try and take second. So you're just sneaking in advice from Ricky Henderson.
You might as well just start the game with Ricky Henderson on first base. That's how every baseball game started, with Ricky Henderson on first base.
Always on first with Ricky Henderson is the name of the game.
Right. Change the name of baseball.
Written and designed by Ricky Henderson.
Baseball with Ricky Henderson.
Baseball with Ricky Henderson.
Jesus Christ.
I'm just picturing the whole team. It's nine Ricky Hendersons playing against another team of nine Ricky Hendersons.
And I feel bad if you're listening right now. You're like, who the fuck is Ricky Henderson? Look it up. Just watch some interviews and then come on back. I know it's a little late for that, but you'll see why this is fucking so funny.
I do love a VR simulation where it's like you're the first base coach. You're talking to Ricky Henderson. Then you look over the pitcher. The pitcher is the fucking best pitcher. It's fucking Ricky Henderson. Just gives you a little nod. That's what's crazy is the umpire has to weigh in every time because Ricky Henderson is a fucking great leadoff runner. The umpire is Ricky Henderson. And then the pitcher has the fucking greatest pickoff throw in Major League history because he's Ricky Henderson.
He's left-handed Ricky Henderson.
He's a fucking left-handed Ricky Henderson. Southpaw Ricky Henderson on the mound. Yeah. So he's fucking throwing to first so quick. He would get anyone else in the universe out, but it's goddamn Ricky Henderson he's trying to throw out. So he can't.
Oh, shit. This is a baseball game I would play. I don't care. You could come out with it on fucking Sega, and I'd go get my Sega out and play Ricky Henderson versus Ricky Henderson baseball. And just so, before we move on, I just want to hear a terrible cover of Oasis.
Okay. Oh my God, is this real? This poor guy.
Whoa. It's just a compilation of terrible fucking Wonderwall covers.
Oh man.
I don't want to hear it.
At least this one's recorded. What is this, recorded underwater?
That's just recorded with a microwave.
Two potatoes in a microwave.
Two potatoes in a microwave.
Hey, I got a quick thing.
Was
about
that a Beck throwback?
I think so. Yeah, I got a quick thing about the Affleck duck.
Okay.
It's a fucking duck because it's the Affleck duck. It's not a goose.
Okay.
Just because I know some people are probably pissed off right now.
Well, I was right, then I was wrong, then.
Then I questioned it.
And then now we're wrong. Right again.
I questioned it, and now I question everything. Thanks a lot.
It is the duck, but it does look an awful lot like a goose.
Yeah, I think I was the one who threw goose in there.
It's the size, though, you know? Goose is pretty big.
I think you're right. Mm-hmm. Okay, we have another story for Who the What Fuck this week.
Okay.
Does involve Ricky Henderson.
So how good can it be?
Not that good. Sent in by Dummy Matt, who should be ashamed.
He's not Ricky Henderson.
Not Ricky Henderson. A man was covered in poop after a passing plane dumped toilet waste over his backyard.
Whoa.
Lawmakers said.
They just dumped their sewage into the air?
So that's a whole thing. I'm not sure if you've heard about this in the world, but people do believe that airplanes fly about and then just dump their shit over places where it's not going to hit people.
I guess You know what? I bet some private planes do that, but there's no fucking way that, like, Delta, United, they wouldn't risk the lawsuit.
I looked into it, and I'll have some facts on the back end of this.
Okay.
So a man was enjoying the sun in his backyard in Windsor, Southeast England, mm-hmm. when a passing plane dropped toilet waste over him and his garden furniture, a local councilor said during a recent meeting. The unfortunate incident in which a plane discharged sewage took place back in July. His whole garden was splattered in a very unpleasant way, said Karen Davies, ward councillor for mm-hmm. Clure East, during the October 14th meeting. He was out in his garden at the time, and it was really horrible. Horrible experience, the local lawmaker continued.
I love that he said horrible twice.
That's very, mm-hmm. you know.
It's horrible. Horrible.
The whole garden, garden umbrellas, and him were covered in poop, mm-hmm. Davies explained. It's absolutely dreadful. She said during the meeting. Mm-hmm. So it goes on to say, basically, this guy was out there, and then they start talking about different officials and stuff who say this is very unlikely that this would happen because they've made many changes to the airplanes uh-huh. Over the years, uh-huh. and it must have been an older airplane.
Ah.
If there's any way for this to happen,
even to be possible, because
newer ones, there's no way
you couldn't do that mid-flight. Like that thing wouldn't open while it's flying.
No, they work like the suction, mm-hmm. all that kind of stuff would not even allow it to happen. Right. So unless someone failed to service it correctly, or there was a malfunction on the airplane itself, and he said that he has not heard about this for a long, long time, but he has heard about it. And if you think about the amount of flights, that happen all over the world every fucking minute.
Right.
If this were a huge issue. Think if they were to be just letting shit go. All the airplanes, that's how they got rid of it.
Right.
What a world.
What a world. So much shit everywhere.
You walk outside, you're going to your car, you might get hit in the face with someone else's shit from an airplane.
I was just picturing those World War I fighter pilot aces.
Mm-hmm.
And they would call them, I think they were just called wing walkers. There was those trick pilots. And they would, on those biplanes,
mm-hmm.
when they had the stacked wings, they would go walk on the bottom wing on top of it and kind of like hold on to the one above them for a little bit of balance. But they would actually be able to walk out there, which is crazy with how fast they had to be moving to keep that plane in the air.
Mm-hmm.
And that made me think some of those, at least one of those people had to have pissed off the wing.
Little pee-pee. But there's no, I mean, but
turn around and pee off the wing.
I mean, wouldn't it evaporate or break apart?
I'm not even thinking about it like bad for people below, but how fun.
Oh,
or
sorry, I didn't know.
Or at least one of them. What if at least one person had to take a shit off the wing?
Oh, fucking right? Back to.
They're going
to
poop their pants. They're up there in the air and they're like, I'm a wing walker. Right. I can just go out there. I can hang on. I can drop my pants and I can take a dump it mid-flight, just out in the open air.
How exciting. What a sight. Mm-hmm. Flinging mud. What did you call it? What's it?
Oh my God. What was it?
Spraying mud?
Spraying mud.
Spraying mud.
I think it was spraying mud.
Hell yeah. That's something a wing walker would do. No, was it spraying mud?
No, spray painting. But, and then
spray painting.
Tossing mud?
Flinging mud?
Oh, I can't remember
God
now.
God damn it.
Because I just found it on a list of poop euphemisms.
We'll get it. I can't believe that I don't remember right now. But I can't imagine being out in your garden.
Yeah.
Doing garden stuff and then just feeling a giant blast of shit from an airplane. Right, and they're not saying it didn't happen. They're saying that it's super, super rare.
It's blowing mud.
Blowing mud. That's better.
Okay.
Blowing mud. God damn. Just the little word change makes it so
mm-hmm.
much fun.
Mm-hmm. Makes it so much more fun.
This airplane was out there blowing mud.
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, shit. But can you imagine that happening to you?
No.
No.
That'd be so bad. I'd be so furious.
No one was hurt. There was no, they couldn't, he couldn't file for any insurance claim because the damage was so minimal.
It's like he didn't get hepatitis C.
Sure. Well, they put it into the blue stuff, the blue water.
Oh, so it would have disinfected it.
They call it blue ice if it builds up around it.
Huh.
But they did say that older planes aren't built like the newer ones. The newer ones rely entirely on suction and vacuums.
All right.
And there's no way that it could happen unless it was completely broken.
Okay.
But older, like back in the 70s and stuff, they did it differently. And those could definitely fail.
Mm-hmm.
So you're thinking it might have been an older airplane. And it just failed and dumped some shit on this guy's yard.
One of those old poop props, as they call them.
He better be, I mean, it hit the garden. So fertilizer-wise.
Yeah, it helped his garden. He probably has more flowers now.
He has the biggest carrots.
Yeah, the biggest carrots.
So much lettuce.
Giant cucumbers.
Instead of getting mad about it, he's
fucking tomatoes are so bright red.
He should be writing thank you letters.
Yeah.
Like, holy shit, free compost.
I mean, I didn't want to be, you know, covered in poop, but look at these fucking tomatoes.
I didn't think about that.
Look at this crop yield.
Coming from the sky, that is literally holy shit.
Right.
That is what it is.
That's what holy shit is.
There's one time for him to swear.
Poop from the sky.
I hope he sweared. I hope mm-hmm. he was like, holy shit. Mm-hmm. And then later laughed about it.
And not, like, in, exactly an, what not it in an angry way. Oh, I thought you meant just in an addressing the situation.
Exactly. He's like,
holy shit.
Holy shit. Holy shit, this is exactly what I prayed for.
Poop in my garden. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I was worried about my tomatoes and potatoes, but now I'm not. Thank you, Lord, for hearing my prayers. Making my tomatoes extra ripe with your glorious heavenly poop.
Last year, my neighbors made fun of my cucumber size, but now they want this year because they're so big. You get it?
I get it.
Okay, let's move on to One Star Heroes.
Let's do it.
Fucking yeah!
I get no respect in real life. Always am upset. So I let them know I hate them on the internet. Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you have for us this week, Daniel Cummings?
I have the Bessemer Hostel in Ohio.
Fuck, you sounded like my priest. I didn't know what you just said. And I'm sure it was great.
This was sent in by dummy Crystal Arp. And this is some wild shit. This is more of a PSA, a warning to dummies to maybe reconsider staying at this place if you're thinking about it for pure safety reasons.
Okay.
Because holy shit, this is some wild reviews. We're going to paint a picture today.
All right.
There is a small hostel, and it's near the Wayne National Forest out in Ohio, called the Bessemer Hostel. Here's a little website for it, Bessemer Hostel. Also called the Nelsonville Hotel over on... it's changed names a little bit.
How are the
over
ratings?
On Google reviews. Not good. 2.8 out of 44 reviews. We're gonna see why here. I wanna get some pictures though first. Now, if you look at these pictures, this place, it does not look like a hostel or anything. It just looks like somebody's place. And not a good place.
Jeez.
This just looks like a scary fucking house with a scarier guest house. And yeah, the inside, it's like, it looks more like a minimum security prison than it does a hostel. But there's nothing that reads like Airbnb, VRBO. It just looks like a crazy person's spare bedroom.
Uh-huh.
There's some random bunk
looks
beds
like a fucking
in one
garage.
Of the
rooms. It's a garage that they finished the floor on. Right. It was a garage they almost tore down. And then he put like an extra post in it. So the city didn't shut him down. And he put some bunk beds in it.
God. Yeah. It's, yeah, just
look at that
random
space.
look at this weird, this fucking TV from 30 years ago. And then just a bunch of random books and like weird lamp without a lampshade on the couch. There's other photos not on this site that I've seen where they have like this tarp over this old fucking couch. Weird, like chair, like nothing matches. It looks like the corner of an old thrift store.
I'd love if like some of the books had to do with just how to survive a hostel.
right
How to not die in this hostel.
Oh my god,
and it's an encyclopedia. There's 65 different entries. right. This is guy telling you exactly what he's about to do to you and how you're gonna escape.
Okay, so again, yeah, not great reviews. 2.8. let's read some of these one star reviews on Google. And oh my God, the theme that emerges is so crazy. Jonathan Auclair, a year ago on Google. I came into this place thinking the reviews were exaggerations and that the place was fine, if uncharacteristic, but I was entirely wrong. The place itself could be fine, but the problems lie entirely on the owner and his erratic behavior.
Oh,
response
boy.
From the owner.
Oh, here we go.
The number of people that have caused problems in my hotel and the percentage of them is so great that the media needs to cover the fact that most of the bad reviews are people coming with a bias and Google needs to remove them. I am the author of 5 books and many more to come. So me being the owner of the hotel helps to make it a tourist attraction in itself, along with my hiking trail going into thousands of acres of national forests. I love after all that. Then writing, I certainly do not have any erratic behavior. And in fact, one of my upcoming books is Equanimity. I am making films. Yeah, none of this is erratic. Uh-huh. I am making films such as one about the brain implant on my property.
Fuck!
I have a wonderful hotel, and Jonathan is just biased because he is banned. Lots of people try to con permission, and the sheriffs provide no police protection. I have to be very careful to protect my data from upcoming books.
Oh, my God.
Lawsuits, films, etc., from people trying to cause harm. If I suspect someone is trying to con permission for something I do not want to give permission for, like entering my primary personal habitation under the hotel, what the fuck, under the hotel?
Mm-hmm.
I permanently ban them. The problem is a lack of police protection. Nothing with me, and I am writing many books about this. Google needs to remove this libelous review. How do you call a historic house with amazing giant photos of the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge uncharacteristic? He clearly came with an intent to cause harm. So I want to say that some mental illness may be going on here.
Yeah.
By the way,
I'd say 100% that.
Yeah, 100% that.
Something happened. I don't know what it was.
Oh.
It but just, something has resulted in him. So,
next one, we're going to go back. He doesn't get a lot of people staying at his place. The reviews are intermittent here.
What resulted in you?
Oh, my God.
Interviewing him? How? Everything led up to, like, you? How?
How? Another one, 1 out of 5. So a friend and I went to this hostel without actually reading the reviews. Big mistake. When we got here, there was no one. We waited for 5 minutes until this man with a headlight showed up from outside. He let us in. Okay, but then a response from owner.
This is always a bad sign. Mm-hmm. And same in comment sections across social media.
Yeah.
If the first comment is a couple sentences, if not one sentence, then the follow-up is a fucking book.
Okay. Yeah, you know something's going on with the owner.
Something's happening.
Oh.
A lot to explain.
Owner comes back with, this terrorist admitted to intercepting my emails and phone calls.
Jesus Christ.
And caused a lot of damage to the hostel. Oh, my God. I just can't believe that he's so unstable but also able to run a hostel on some level. Uh-huh. They made 2 large gouges in the hostel's historic wood floors. He is retaliating because I charged his card for the damages. They came during a planned power outage for the entire neighborhood, clearly on purpose, likely trying to rob me. I told him that the power would be back on in 30 minutes. This also caused major damage to the hostel's bathroom sink. They pounded holes in it. No, they did. They also left all of the outside doors to the hostel wide open in 30-degree temperatures. The reason for the bad reviews is I have websites like realpatriotact.org, where you can see a video of the NSA agent robbing me, and brainimplant.info.
Jesus Christ.
The biggest scandal on the planet that has added me to a list of international torture victims. U.S. government terrorists like these two come to attack me and leave bad reviews. I have sued 3 police agencies successfully so far. And that is why they now attack clandestinely to prevent me from suing them. They also park at a neighbor's house instead of the vast amount of parking available at the hostel. Also, the video surveillance shows that it only took me 1 minute to respond to them at 3:10 a.m. So he's dealing with some shit.
Oh, God.
But people are staying here.
Poor guy.
Poor guy, yes. But also poor people. Some of the people, it gets scary for some of them.
But if you reviewed these.
Right.
And then decided, like, that can't be that bad. That's on you.
Right.
Because the picture is painted clearly for everybody.
I'm going to do 2 more on here. This one. I'll do 1 more. There's some TripAdvisor ones that are even crazier. This is Tom Schaefer. I'd leave my bad review, but the owner, Chad Kister, will just accuse me of being a government goon and working with his competition. Check him out on the Athens County Court website to see how much legal trouble he's been in before his day.
Oh, boy.
And then he just goes, his response to that one is, there are no cameras in the bathroom and bedroom, so this is quite a lie. You can see a video of people robbing me at realthepatriarch.org. My hostel is also a tourist attraction with a hiking trail going into thousands of acres of national forest. He talks about this fucking hiking trail and 75% of the responses.
Yeah, because that's where the bodies are.
That's where the bodies are. Okay, so I want you to... Okay, here's some of the websites.
This motherfucker.
Chad Kister.
Oh, boy.
This is chadkister.com. Owner, Bessemer Hostel. Author, filmmaker, public speaker.
This reminds me a little bit of who you talked about at the beginning of the show.
Right.
A little bit.
Right. Yep.
Yikes.
Scary. Mm-hmm. And then old sites. Here are some of Chad Kister's websites. ArcticQuest.org, ArcticMelting.com, ArcticRefuge.org, ArcticScreaming.com, BessemerHostel.com.
That sounds like a porn site.
It does.
Like anal in the Arctic. Fucking this Arctic screaming.
BrainImplant.info.
BrainImplant.com must be taken.
There's another one, SacredSpaceChurch.net, that I pulled up where he has sermons. Here are his sermons titled, Sermon, God Wants Us to Social Distance, Violating God's Covenant, Massive Injustice in Ohio, Brain Implant Blaspheme. Let's check out that one.
Okay.
Brain.
Can't wait.
Can't wait for Brain Implant Blaspheme. Oh, that is this one.
Okay.
Hello, and welcome to my 9th sermon. It is June 16th of 2019. Now, this past Tuesday, I spoke at the Athens County Commissioner's
Just the wires
meeting,
across the roof?
And the
oh, my God.
The ceiling?
Yep, so many wires.
To allow the commissioners to hear a motion about brain implants. They said it was part of the upcoming criminal case where I've been charged with trumped-up charges. Now, this is an admission on the part of the prosecutors that the brain implant caused what they're alleging
to be. Oh, my God. Showing photos of it?
On May 5th.
So. Here's the thing about this. This guy is clearly struggling with severe mental illness. He should not be allowed to have a VRBO. I worry about the people staying there because check out what's happening to some of the people who stay here. Okay, this is at over on TripAdvisor, 3 out of 5. He's doing some crazy financial things with people that are staying there. And just look at the fear that people have. Brianna Marie wrote 1 out of 5, do not stay. My fiance and I were in town for a wedding and wanted to stay somewhere cheap for a night. I guess it's true, you get what you pay for. We were very sketched out after seeing the place and meeting Chad. After we checked in and paid for, we left about an hour, came back, got our stuff, found other lodging. 2 days later, he had drained our bank account without a reason. I cannot say this loud enough. Do not stay here. This is a big theme. He takes people's credit card information, allegedly, I don't want him to sue me too, and will drain their bank accounts and then accuse them of breaking a bunch of stuff in his historic hotel.
Makes sense.
Yep.
Absolutely, yeah.
Next person, Morgan L., absolutely terrifying. 1 star. We went on a vacation with the best friend looking for cheap lodging. The pictures are extremely misleading. To give you an idea, we both tested our mace to make sure it wasn't expired.
My God.
Before walking to the door. Some creepy foreign guy came walking out of the woods and asked if we were there for work trade. We said no. We had reservations for a room. He seemed a little confused and surprised to actually have a customer. In my line of work, your gut feeling means everything, and mine was telling me that I was in for a midnight raping if I agreed to spend the night. We left to, quote, get our bags and drove away quickly. The owner called me an hour later, leaving an aggressive voicemail asking where we went. Please listen to me and the other reviews for your own safety.
Oh, that would have been creepy.
Yeah, dot, dot, dot. They got murdered in the middle of that. One more. Oh, my God.
He said red flag was like a couple steps after testing mace before you went up to the
right,
door.
Right.
I think that's the red
flag. That's the red flag.
If you show up, you're like, let's make sure our guns work. Let's make sure.
1 star. Oh, my God. Dude, are you for real?
Oh, boy.
We paid this creepy owner and left about an hour after checking in when we heard creepy sounds coming from the basement like someone was tied up. All I have to say is most horror movies start out this way. Creepy, dirty, not at all like the other reviews we read on it. The owner also accused us of breaking into some shed of his. I never in my life wish to run across this godforsaken place again. Ever run away, you have been warned.
Man.
And then, like, you know, there's some more, like, they talk about, like, charges. Warning to future travelers.
And it's not a haunted house or anything?
Nope.
Okay.
Not a haunted house.
I'll make sure.
I won't read all of this, but this is the financial thing. This other person wrote 1 star, you know, like another reviewer, my traveling party was hit with unsupported property damage charges on our credit card. When we asked the owner that we be shown the damaged items or an invoice on how he came up with the charge, he would not comply. The owner stated he was within his right to charges and did not have to give notice or reason for the charges. Warning to future travelers, read the contract before you sign it. And it's like, it is just insane to me. How has the Better Business Bureau or local authorities not shut this shit down?
Yeah, it's pretty bad.
I mean, I feel bad for him, but also there's no fucking world where this person should get to run a business.
There's enough brain there to scam people out of their money.
Yeah, and what's going on? Yeah, like this person needs to be, it sounds like institutionalized for long-term care.
Airbnb in the psych ward.
Right, Airbnb, just tell them that, you know what, give them fucking, here's what you do to make this person, like, it fixes it for everybody. Mm-hmm. Gets this person off the streets so they're not, you know, scamming people. Mm-hmm. Gets Chad can be happy. You put Chad in a room and you give him 2 fucking empty psychiatric rooms. Mm-hmm. They're empty when he gets there. And you tell them that those are his lodgers. And then when other patients get put in those rooms, you give him fucking Monopoly money. And you're like, dude, you're killing it.
Look at your business.
Look at your business is thriving.
It's crazy. You can turn this in for 1 Laffy Taffy.
Oh, my gosh.
How much you're making? You get Laffy Taffy and Twinkie.
And then when he wants to get out to like spend his money, you tell him, not right now. We're keeping you safe. There is brain implant agents surrounding this facility.
You should see what's going on.
See what's going on outside. They want you. They know that you're the one fucking key to bringing the government down, and we have to keep you safe.
They know you're running an Airbnb in here, and you're not supposed to.
You make him think that he's some fucking equivalent of like Neo from like The Matrix or Sarah Connor from the Terminator trilogy. And that's how you fucking bide some time until you hopefully get his meds regulated, and then maybe he doesn't have to do this anymore.
That's so wild.
Wow.
And also, fucking don't stay there.
Don't stay there.
Just look it up.
Look it up.
But I can see plenty of ways where you just look up something in the area.
Yep.
And then get stuck on that without looking at reviews. And that's scary shit, man.
You're driving. You're tired. You're like, God, we got to find someplace. Everything else is booked. And then you just pull up on your maps. And you're like, okay, this place has vacancy. You call them. And then you've already paid and you stay there. And then you get there. I just can't believe. Fuck. And there were so many more than I read. I have never read more reviews of people leaving within the first hour of checking into a place than this one. Like, and terrified. Not just leaving, but like, we were scared.
Like peeling out.
Like fucking peeling out. So thankful we didn't get murdered.
Happy to be alive.
Oh my God.
One star review. Dan and Joe. Happy to be alive.
Happy to be alive. So Crystal Arp, I don't know how the fuck you came across this, but good find.
And glad you're alive. You escaped.
You escaped.
You did it. Okay, let's look at some good news. You ready for that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sliver of hope.
And this is a fun one.
Okay.
You are thoroughly going to enjoy this one. Man who had heart surgery wins $1 million lottery on a cashword ticket in a get well card.
He wins $1 million lottery.
The winning word was heart.
What?
I know.
That's amazing.
And there's even more. There's even more some weird coincidences. Okay. Alexander McLeish has won $1 million prize from the Massachusetts State Lottery cash word instant ticket game. And the word that won in the scratch-off jackpot was heartfelt coincidence, to say the least. The Attleboro man who had just gone through open heart surgery earlier this month received a get well card from his friend with three instant tickets enclosed. The friend went out of his way to buy the scratch off at the same store where he purchased another lottery ticket as a birthday gift for Alexander years earlier that won him $1,000.
Yeah.
This time, the prize was 1,000 times bigger.
Wow.
And the details of the win were 1,000 times spookier. Are you ready?
Yeah.
As Alexander began to scratch the your letters area of the ticket, the first three letters revealed were AWM, which are his exact initials.
What?
Okay. Here we go. Mm-hmm. If that weren't enough of the positive omen, the word that appeared at the bottom row of his winning puzzle, which clinched him the jackpot, was heart. Again, coming out of heart surgery.
Wow.
With his son by his side, he tried to stay calm so not to overexcite his overjoyed heart. Can you imagine?
Yeah.
What if that killed him? That would not be on Sliver of Hope.
True.
That'd be a sliver of nope.
Sliver of nope.
That would be what not to do. But it goes on. McLeish told reporters he intends to give his longtime friend of over 50 years who bought the ticket a little bit of the prize money in addition to sharing with his two adult sons.
That's awesome.
He's offered to buy his wife a new car, but she declined, reports the Washington Post. Other than paying off some bills, McLeish said he hasn't made any other plans of what to do with his new riches. It was fitting that he scratched off heart, of course. It was on Thanksgiving. It's just fucking...
I was
so many ties. Like, can you imagine that?
Yeah.
Like the letters are your initials at first, and then it's heart after you just got heart surgery.
Yeah, no, it's crazy.
Uh-huh.
I wanted that article to end with McLeish plans on taking a vacation to Ohio and staying at the Bessemer Hostel.
Right.
Hasn't been seen since.
In the world. Best hostel in the world.
Found the best hostel in the world, the Bessemer Hostel. Yeah, reportedly checked in 4 weeks ago. Hasn't been seen since.
What if Chad was the one that bought him the lottery ticket? You know, we don't know.
After talking all that shit, his best friend, Chad. Chad.
He's going to help Chad's his friend Chad with some remodels in his hostel.
Chad kissed her.
Kissed her. Hardly knew her. Hey. Classic. But I thought that was so cool. Like, just the weird coincidences of all of that.
Yeah, that's fantastic.
I don't know. You can't write that all off. I don't know. Would that be weird, though, if there was, like, a higher power playing into this lottery ticket? But it's fun to think about.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, you know what?
This is the best guy on earth.
Listen, this guy is going to die of a heart disease. But this guy is getting a fucking sick-ass lottery ticket. So I don't know if it's higher power or... pure coincidence.
Maybe it's a higher power. Maybe God just it can be omnipotent and omnipresent, but like it's just distracted. Like he's got a lot of other worlds, and then just every once in a while he's like, "Oh, what's going on Earth?"
We're just one of his babies,
right?
Earth is just one of his little babies.
One of his many babies, and then he like looks over at Earth, and you know, or maybe there's like an angel like kind of running in the office all the time, and the angel's like, "Well, I got a long list of people who need help," and then he's just like, "Yeah, hurry, just get what's the first name?" And then
Alexander McLeish.
He's a heart trouble. Give him a lottery ticket, and then he's just like, "I got to run it for a meeting," right. And then he goes to like deal with other planets,
and you know,
meanwhile, but a lot of other people are starving, and there's some bad things.
Tell me on Monday.
Shit,
it's the weekend. Tell me on Monday. I'll see you on Monday.
I just got a jet ski. Tell me on Monday.
See you on Monday, Angel. Whatever your name is. I found something funny on the internet. You want to see it?
Yeah.
Then we'll see it right now. Thanks.
The internet has all sorts of neat things. Anything you want can be yours. Let's take a peek together as a couple to you from internet.
Now, Dan.
Yes.
Tell me one thing here.
Okay.
Have you ever gotten a gift on Christmas or for a birthday or for any occasion that you got and then you wanted to use it, but the batteries weren't included?
I have.
Mm.
Do you have a solution for that?
I do. But before I get to the solution, yeah. It's not a solution. But before we get to the solution, I want to share a story that I haven't thought about in forever.
Okay.
When I was probably about 5 years old, these RC cars, I think they're called like Roto Tracks.
Okay.
They had like kind of tank treads on the side.
Yeah.
And you could
yeah.
spin them in a circle really fast till they'd stand up.
Oh, yeah. And super cool. I do remember that being a fad.
Right. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. And they're great. And I wanted one really bad. And then I was allowed to open a Christmas present on Christmas Eve.
Just one. Yep. We had the deal in my family.
And my dad didn't know what the presents were.
Right.
So he let me open this box and I opened it up and it was batteries.
Oh,
and it was
fuck.
Just batteries for so the fucking car.
You just got
car.
The batteries.
It was for the fucking car that I was going to get tomorrow.
Did they let you open the car next?
No.
No, you just got stuck with batteries.
I got stuck with the batteries.
It seems cruel.
And charged them so that they were ready to go for the car I was going to get tomorrow.
Did you know you were getting a car or
nope.
you just knew it was batteries to I mean, something?
There are batteries to something. And they're like, you know, they're this big because it's fucking 90.
yeah.
90 probably across the board.
Yeah.
And they're giant yellow batteries.
Yep.
And they take fucking 8 hours to charge and they work for 10 minutes.
So I remember those early lithiums, battery packs.
So that has nothing to do with this, but this is a funny thing you can get on Etsy.
Okay.
Gift not included. It's a packet of just batteries.
Gift not included, a packet of just batteries. So it's fucking batteries, but they've put a fun bag around batteries.
Right, right.
That's a great idea.
All the power you need for the gift you really want.
That is a funny thing. Like,
isn't that a funny? It's a funny gag gift, though.
It's a funny gag gift, and how like create or like that's just clever.
Mm-hmm.
Where it's like, okay, you just buy in bulk a bunch of AA batteries, and then you buy those, have those bags made, and then you get to mark up batteries that you're just buying from Amazon or whatever local grocery store.
It's a funny tax.
Mm-hmm.
It's a funny inflation.
Yeah,
that's what it is. It's like, hey, I came up with this joke, so give me some money.
Right.
Which I think...
I hope they sell a
should.
Bunch.
I think that's really funny.
Yeah, that is. That is.
Where, you know, even if for like a friend, especially in our age, you just get older, it'd be funny to give somebody this.
Right.
It's like, here, I don't know what else you've gotten for your birthday.
Yep. But hopefully these batteries help.
If you get something that needs AA batteries, I got you covered.
Yep. Gotcha.
The gift is just not included. So I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We have quite a doozy to get into for junk mail, but it is very sweet.
Okay.
So sweet. We're going to do that.
Sweet junk.
Sweet junk.
It's junk mail.
First piece of junk mail coming in from Ricky Henderson.
Great.
And it's all about Ricky Henderson.
Just reminding you of his 1985 season.
How good he was and will always be. Now, our one and only piece of junk mail for this week is coming in from Dummy Tina, who writes, Dan and Joe. What's up, fucksticks?
Hey.
Or however everyone else starts these. My name is Tina, and truthfully, I don't really listen to your podcast.
Fair. I like the honesty.
Neither do I. My husband, Ryan, however, is a huge fan.
Mm-hmm.
Ryan's a hardworking 35-year-old man that is truly dedicated to our family and our life together.
Awesome.
He drives 90 miles round trip in Southern California traffic 5 days a week for his career in the industrial refrigeration field. Think cold storage warehouses where your groceries sit before they head off to the stores.
Okay.
He first found Dan's Time Suck podcast. I haven't heard of it, but I'm sure it's great.
Some people like it. I've heard.
I can't wait to hear more.
Okay.
Probably about a year ago. Listened to all of it, and then he since moved on to Is We Dumb. And she says, no homo, but he really, really loves you guys.
Yes.
That sounds a little homo.
Sounds like a great guy.
Which I think no homo is outdated. How about just a little bit? How about some homo?
Some homo.
Just a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, everyone's got
somo.
A little fruit in them.
Somo.
Somo. Somo. After his drive home from work, he regularly shares recaps with me or plays segments of the show for me. He often asked me, she just misspelled, misread. He often asked me about my thoughts on the would you rather scenarios, and our discussion often mirrors your own on those absurd what ifs. And for the record, I'd love to have confetti shoot out of nowhere every time I say, fuck! Sounds like a party to me. That was early on.
Yeah, that was.
Would You Rathers. Ryan has also had me listen to the ongoing Coeur d'Alene Pizza Factory saga.
Yes.
Which makes me scream with laughter, not only because I used to be a delivery driver for Pizza Factory in my early 20s, but my best friend's mother is the CEO of the company.
No way.
Mm-hmm. When I asked my friend about the owner manager in Coeur d'Alene, she didn't say much, but he did say, he's quite the character. So, that checks out.
Yep.
I know you guys.
His character.
I know you guys make Ryan's commute far less painful. as he's told me he frequently guffaws, or he told me that he frequently guffaws while crawling through bumper-to-bumper hell-on-earth traffic. Your blunt, dark, twisted humor is a true blessing to us both, and it makes us, especially him, feel understood in this strange, wild world. Aside from Time Suck and Is We Dumb, my husband only loves the three M's. Me, metal, and nice. MMM.
Triple nice.
M. Triple M. You love him? he is sarcastic as hell, a cynic, and borderline nihilist. So seeing him get undulterated joy out of anything besides himself, our three cats, or his own Michael McDonald impressions warms me to the core.
That's awesome.
This is supposed to be just a shout-out request from my husband, but it turned into an appreciation message for you both. So what the fuck is up with that?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, Joe and Dan, thanks for the podcast, and thank you for keeping my husband happy in ways I cannot.
Aww.
Isn't that cute?
That is cute.
I want you guys to wish him a Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, Happy Valentine's Day, or whenever this podcast comes out, because I have no idea. I know he's going to get a kick out of it. Stay fucked, fuckers. Hmm. Sending all the love from my cold, wicked heart I can muster, Tina from Menifee, California.
Tina! I don't know where that is in California. Thank you.
I hope I'm... Sounds right.
Turns out it's like Mendocino. Tina from Menifee. It's actually Los Angeles.
It's San Diego.
and what was Tina's husband's name?
She didn't say.
I thought she did.
Maybe she did.
Mr. Tina.
John?
John.
Ryan.
Ryan.
That's right.
Okay, Ryan.
I only read it 40 times in the start of the junk mail message.
Ryan Tina.
Ryan Tina from Sacramento.
Ryan Tina from Eureka, Wisconsin.
From Las Vegas.
From Las Vegas.
California.
Las Vegas, New York.
Right.
Thank you for listening. I'm going to go with Happy New Year's.
Okay.
Because that's the one that's coming up.
Yep. So we'll go with Happy New Year's. Happy Valentine's Day, I guess. And you better fuck them. Because we just talked about
Did. Don't be sad. Don't have a sad Valentine's Day.
Don't be a sad Valentine's Day. Unless it's on the road and you can't fuck.
Let him chew your tampon for 12 hours.
Whoa.
From earlier.
Oh. Okay. I thought... He's looking for that raise. That's a callback joke. It's a classic.
It's a classic.
It's a classic. Oh, man. Now I'm just chewing on tampons again.
Yeah.
Man, Tina sounds pretty nice. She'd probably let you do like a fun tampon. A fun dip stick.
Yeah.
Refresh of the tampon flavor.
I bet she has a great menstrual cycle.
Best I've ever heard of. Besides Cheryl's pussy. Which
I know, sure, that's perfect way pussy. Back to the beginning. Way back.
But thank you so much. I just love the angle of that where she's like, I don't fucking care about you guys, but my husband does.
I love the honesty.
Because that's a lot of that's a lot of life.
Yep.
Where it's like, I don't really care, but fucking Aaron loves this, so here I'm here for it too.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
It makes her happy, it makes me happy.
Mm-hmm.
So thank you so much for writing in. And that's it for our show.
I feel like a fun show.
Yep. Episode 74.
Mm-hmm. I feel like we saved some people's lives.
Mm.
Don't stay at that hostel.
Okay.
Right?
We just
saved a few people.
Can you imagine?
From at least a loss. From at least like having their credit cards drained.
Right, exactly.
For being fake government agents destroying property that actually wasn't destroyed. With brain implants.
I've been harassed by... I've already had my brain implanted. Go to brainimplants.org. Or info. Info.info? Fuck, man. You God. Really stretching with that. Are you going to go check it out while we...
The info.info?
You checking it out?
No, I was bringing up, I trying to remember his name, if it was Chris something.
Chad Kissler.
If Chad Kissler were to hear this, then it would just reaffirm his paranoia. He's like, well, the fucking government got him.
Always do.
Is We Dumb. More government goons.
Oversight, more for you to worry about.
Yep.
Got to take him down.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks to Zach Flannery for producing and directing. You're a beautiful man.
Meh.
Thanks to Zach Cohen for creating some of the custom music beds for the show. If you want to send some shit in for us to read on a podcast, dumb@iswedumb.com or info@iswedumb.com. Buy our merch because that helps us keep the show going.
Yay.
Thanks to Logan Keith for making all of our merch and all the merch for the Bad Magic Productions group, company, conglomerate.
Yeah.
The friendship, the family.
Yeah.
Head over to badmagicmerch.com. You can also go to iswedumb.com. And if you want to follow us on our socials to watch me suck Dan's toe,
whoa,
Instagram and Facebook @iswedumb. Join the private Facebook group iswedummies, dummies. If you spell it the other way, you can go fuck yourself. It's moderated by Liz Hernandez and the All-Seeing Eyes. And then make sure you rate and review wherever you listen to the podcast. You can see the video version on YouTube. I don't know. What do you want? I have a cool fact.
I do want a cool fact.
You're going to love this one.
Is it about Ricky Henderson?
Nope.
Oh.
But it very well could be.
You know what? You read me your cool fact about Ricky Henderson while I look up a fact about Ricky Henderson to read to you.
Boom!
Wow. Neat fact.
And I'm going to be honest out the gate. I don't know how to read this lady's name.
Oh.
Her last name is Vasilyev, the most prolific mom of all time.
Whoa.
Was Fyodor Vasilyev.
Okay.
Who had 69 children.
No way.
She gave birth to 16 pairs of twins, 7 sets of triplets, and 4 sets of quadruplets.
Did you look into this?
Yeah.
This is a real thing?
It's a fucking person.
A human vagina kicked out a small army.
That's the sound.
My God. One vagina kicked out a football team, a baseball team, a basketball team,
Ricky Henderson?
A hockey team. No one has to play more than one sport. Just kicked out all those teams.
Offense, defense. 69 children. That's a lot. I mean, I can fucking... There's no way she was an attentive parent.
My God.
There's no way. Can you imagine like trying to like get a night out with your husband? Want to go for a date night tonight? Yeah, we got a babysitter. How much going to cost? I don't know, 15 grand?
Right.
Because we need 40 of them? Wow. That's fucking insane.
Okay, did you know that Ricky Henderson had 2,295 runs total in his career,
mm-hmm.
1,406 stolen bases,
mm-hmm.
was caught stealing 335 times, all-time Major League Baseball records, and he was the MVP in 1990 when he had a .439 on base percentage, and he had 65 stolen bases, which is not even close to the most he's ever had, which was .130 in 1982.
Can you imagine?
He stole 130 bases in 1982.
That is crazy.
That is fucking crazy. That's so many in one season.
The game has changed in some ways.
Yeah.
But because you don't see 130 bases getting stolen.
You know how many hits he had when he stole 130 bases?
No.
143.
Okay.
He almost had as many stolen bases as he had hits.
So maybe the rule of just put him on first base wasn't accurate.
Right.
He needed to walk. He needed to walk to get on there.
Yeah, he walked a lot. 116 walks led the league that year.
Yep, for sure. All right, guys. Well, this is it for 2021.
Yeah.
Which, good or bad, we're going to head into 2022, and then I'm going to write it wrong on a check. Or a form at some point, at least 50 times before we hit March.
I hope you have a Ricky Henderson year in 2022.
Damn, that's big. Bye, y'all! It's Week Girl!
It's Week Girl! Add Magic Productions.